This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
It's dynamic, it's cutting edge, it's inspirational. It's now, it's next. It's three dimensional, it's four quadrant. This fall, it's time to get busy. Richard Scarry's Busy Town, the immersive experience.
Mm-hmm.
Only on Binoculus Rift. And so you put on the goggles.
Yep.
You're inside Busy Town. I was going, so like the meta server is like very expensive for like their
I'm aware.
For their metaverse. And
by the way,
I've
seen criticism about the price point of the Meta server experience, and I'm like, if you want it to be cheaper, it'll feel cheaper. Because my experience, and guys, we'll be with you in a minute. My experience, but we'll be with you in a minute.
If you could just relax,
cool,
that would be.
It. So my experience, the immersive sort of, as you said, three-dimensional, four-quadrant, getting busy experience, having, you know, biting into an apple, pulling up with Lowly Worm's hat in between my teeth, and realizing that I had ingested part of his head,
executed
the blood shooting
him.
Out of
Lowly
Worm's neck area. And the wet feeling across my chin from that, there's no substitute for the thrill. I would not want to cut corners in that area.
Well, so we were unable to. So I think this ended up being for the best. We were like, what is Metaverse not bringing when we were first devising this? Number one, they don't have the IP, the Busy Town IP. So you can't be the different like.
I suppose it wasn't.
Like,
it wasn't Lowly Worm. It was Wowly Worm.
Yeah,
I can't remember what you guys called it.
And they have, at least for a while, they were only doing tops, no legs, right? So what do we have? Bottoms only.
Yeah.
So in this metaverse, all the characters are waist down only.
But such a clever trick that so many of the experiences that you have, when the character is revealed, it is as if you have decapitated them.
Exactly.
Or somehow removed them at the waist. So it's a lot of like, here, try out your new saw. And then as you're sawing through a tree, when the tree falls down, all of a sudden it's like, you know, fucking Mama Pig or whatever.
Exactly.
With just blood shooting from where
shooting
her torso
out.
Used to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's story. It's canon. It's all canon. It's fine.
Well, it's not random.
Exactly. But the issue we're running into in beta is I think this fall it's time to get busy thing. The way people are using the server is not really as it was intended. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it's all, you know, all these like detached bottoms just going around just like.
Yes. And you've created, of course, an additional sort of moist.
Yeah.
Hole. Anyway, we should talk to our guests. I mean, you guys might want to chime in on this as well. I don't know exactly what your experience is with
or whatever,
the metaverse,
whatever.
But we can talk about anything on this.
We can
show.
Talk.
I mean,
about
that's what's so
anything.
Fucking cool about our show.
Yes,
is that anywhere it goes, like nothing's out of bounds, nothing's off limits. Like, say your most fucked up, controversial take. You know, we like to say, Kevin will email people who say, come get canceled. Mm-hmm. And it's tongue in cheek, but honestly, you could. We wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's no sweat for y'all, right?
Doesn't matter for me.
It's great for us.
Yeah, it's actually good press for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we'll stitch in after the fact that we were going like, hey, stop saying this stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But while you're doing it, we'll be kind of egging you on.
Yeah. Solid journalistic integrity. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
It's Max, your hottest it's Julian. Take?
It's the guys.
It's the guys.
People know.
It's Whitney.
It's the Whitney boys.
It's the band Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
We got to start to, like, you know, like the band Perry, that works. Right? You all know the band Perry?
No.
Oh, apparently it doesn't work for that.
Wow.
What's a Perry?
You're entering this space and you don't know.
We've been playing a lot of
Perry. Perry.
Yeah, the only thing we know about Perry is in video games.
We've been doing a lot of parrying.
A perfect block.
Well, you know Perry Farrell.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're friends with Perry Farrell?
He is.
Oh, that's... You know?
Oh, wait, is that the Lollapalooza C3 guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never met him.
It's him.
Respect.
Much respect to Perry Farrell.
And you can feel the aggregators grabbing this.
The only song I know is Been Caught Stealing, though.
You only know Been Caught Stealing?
I feel...
How old are you?
32.
That's not old enough.
That's wrong.
That's not old enough. It's the wrong answer, friend.
Yeah, I just
at the same time that it's not old enough, it's also a little too old.
The band Perry is a group of siblings who helpfully say what they are in their name, and so their name is the band Perry,
like Chance the Rapper.
Like Chance the Rapper, exactly. So I think it should be, just put it first, I think it should be the rapper Chance.
The rapper Chance.
I agree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The movie 300. It should be with all movies, all bands, all performers. Just say what you are.
Why don't you? The podcast
Hollywood Handbook.
Kevin.
Because we are Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I get that.
Next question. Fucking guy got smoked.
I smoked myself.
thought he was coming with something I hadn't thought about already.
It's a band, it's a album, new album.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new sound.
Talk about the new album. The sound's changed a bit.
You
disagree?
That's a smart observation. It definitely sounds different.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's like new.
A little updated, you know.
It's forward looking.
But it sounds a little more classic. So it's updated. It's a new sound for you, but it's sort of everything old is new again, isn't it? We're rediscovering some classic pop sounds on this.
I think.
And
am I
detecting?
Just let him.
You think there's some what? No, go ahead. Hey, it's your music. You tell me.
I don't know.
You think there's some... No, you were going to say you think there's some what?
There's some new...
Were you disagreeing with the sort of classic inspiration?
You know, I think I think it's all up to the sound is in the ear of the beholder.
Oh, so... But
we're going to... We can leave
it
there.
But do you disagree with me? Because... And look, I'll just tell you what I read.
Please do.
And he reads a lot.
Yeah. How often do you read?
The Chicago-based... Excuse me.
He's been reading a
lot. I'm reading. The Chicago-based duo strived to recenter their sound on classic pop. And that's in quotes. Who are they quoting? Apparently, it's not you.
Who said that? If it's in quotes and one of you said it. So which one?
If it's in quotes, someone said it.
It was probably Grayson who did the bio, honestly.
It was Grayson.
I don't know. It depends on what's classic. Like, what is
Grayson?
Classic. Yeah. Grayson Curran.
Get in here!
I thought, let me take them at their word. They've recentered their sound on classic pop. But what you're telling me is actually, no, you didn't do that. So let's set the record straight. Where'd you recenter your sound?
More like early 2000s pop. Classic pop just makes me think of like Fleetwood Mac, which is too. There's too much of them around. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that.
They did drugs, and so they can no longer be an inspiration.
Honestly,
it's true.
That's true.
We got to talk about this. Well, every single one of them, every single one of them did drugs.
You like their music? Depends. Oh, yeah. They were on fucking drugs.
It depends. I think that, you know, the way that it is rumored some of them ingested drugs is an inspiration to all to, you know,
that is pretty inspiring.
Try said new way of using
that
drugs.
That was rumors. And that's the secret thing that, like, they called it rumors because of.
There was a rumor that they were showing coke up their ass.
Yeah. You know, I think that's inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
That's a cool rumor to spread about yourself, whether you've done it or not.
So you don't think they're cool enough for that? You think that they're kind of like, they decide to tell people that.
That's not cool anymore. That's not, dude, just eat it. Just eat the drugs.
Just fucking
I'm at a point in my life where I just buy them and that's it.
You just buy them
and enough of this whole and, like
taking the
performative
drugs.
Thing yeah. of like
ingesting mm-hmm. it. Ooh, yeah. I feel weird now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey man.
Yeah, I just want
you're those, all yeah. blurry or whatever. Like, do we have to go through this pageantry?
Let's just buy the pantry drugs.
Put them in a drawer. You got to spend your money on something. It's an investment.
It's an investment. Financial instrument. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll, you know, and it'll come back around. It'll be cool to do them again. Just like how classic pop has become cool again. People will recenter their sound around doing drugs.
The tour. Dates.
What are we doing?
December.
Yeah. The whole month of December.
Until don't say the
December. December's crazy. December's ugh. Crazy.
Y'all don't like it?
For me. Oh, it's so crazy. Well, I have to deliver toys to all the children in the world.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm messing around.
He's kidding.
Yeah. No, but it is actually a really bad month for me. It's busy.
Yeah. But you are a Santa truther. You're a Santa truther. You believe
he's kidding because obviously that is fake. Like the entire idea is so
the whole construct
like so stupid, so patronizing.
It's so phony and it's so condescending.
Yes.
Yeah. Holiday cheer in general, kind of.
I find it quite infantilizing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion that Santa is delivering my gifts. Sorry. I find that entire construct to be quite infantilizing. And today is the day that I put my foot down and say, Whitney, the band,
Whitney,
enough already. Let's stop. The band Whitney. Excuse me. Are you named after Eli Whitney?
I don't know who that is.
Unbelievable.
Okay,
you
so
know Perry Farrell or Eli Whitney?
Perry Farrell popped up.
We got to crack a book at some point.
Who is Eli Whitney? Oh, wait, is that
he knows been caught stealing. Doesn't know, Jane says. Doesn't know
doesn't
3
know
days.
Jane says.
Never listen to what's... 3 days.
Oof. Wait, isn't... No.
Pull it up, Kevin. We're going to listen to this entire 7.5-minute 90s alternative rock song. And then we're going to listen to the Disco Biscuits play it live. And that's going to be 24 minutes. And then maybe you'll have a little respect for what Perry Farrell was working with.
So December. It's not helpful for a fan. I just got to say. They don't know where to go. They know
sort of
vaguely.
Well, travel tickets become more expensive.
Huh?
Travel tickets are more expensive. Because you're paying Christmas prices.
But I'm
you're
just
not
saying,
going to a Christmas event.
Like, to describe your tour, your dates is just December.
Yeah, it's,
They're probably going to show up in the wrong place.
Well, the cool thing about the idea of a tour here is, like, we come to them. So there's a travel expenses for the people coming to the shows.
You're coming to them at some point in December.
We show up to their town. And
that's really nice.
Come through. Yeah, it's this new idea.
That can't be profitable for you, though. Because you're now you're paying Christmas prices for
now
every single
prices.
Date.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the freaking Uber of tour.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
What's the
Uber
lounge?
Beats.
What's the lounge situation?
In
fan lounge.
Fan
zone lounge experience.
You're talking about backstage or the like,
VIP?
It should feel like backstage
for fans.
It should feel like backstage. But
obviously, we can't locate it backstage.
Accessible to the casual fan who pays $190 on top.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten to that point though. But I've been in one of those before, waiting to meet Axl Rose or something when I was much younger. I've been in like the waiting center in Allstate Arena. I think you were there too, Jules. It was when we saw Guns N' Roses. You're like 21.
Meet and greet.
The meet and greet, yeah.
I would say that does align with the holiday spirit, but...
We're not talking about a meet and greet.
Well, yeah,
we're talking
about a sit on your lap.
Oh.
That's the holiday nature of it. They sit on your lap and they take a picture with you.
On the bus.
There can be a meet and greet component. What was the lounge like at Allstate Arena?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it was one of those situations where we had a buddy who is like the tour manager of the bassist or something. And he's like, I'm going to hook you up. You're going to meet like Axl or some shit. And we're like, let's go. Let's check this out. And then we just end up in like the meet and greet section with like a bunch of like 50 other people.
And didn't answer my question at all.
We pieced out.
Yeah, true.
So it was a 50 person capacity, at least 52, like, I suppose.
Basement boardroom energy.
If it was in Allstate Arena, it was probably
boardroom.
Like it was probably lit like a Target store,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. like
corporate,
kind of dirty but clean at the same mm-hmm. time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the opposite of the vibe that
we're not doing that.
We're looking.
We're not doing that for you guys. We need to step it up because we got to sell these VIP passes. We're gonna need to pack the fan lounge. And my feeling is for you to go with your sound, which you've been unable to describe. You only know it's not what I said it was. You probably are going to want to pin down some sort of aesthetic, whether it's the inside of a submarine,
mm-hmm.
the outside of a submarine,
mm-hmm.
right? It could be on top of an aircraft carrier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we could go like military with it.
Coastal. Military is interesting to me, especially today.
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
With everything.
Mm-hmm. With all of this.
John's
with
been reading everything. A lot, and so.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the news.
Is something happening in your life that's causing you to do so much reading? Are you like in a, are you okay?
Spiral.
I learned how.
Oh.
Yeah.
As soon as I figured it out, man, addicted.
Yeah, I guess a little something happened.
Yeah.
It just freaking clicked.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Swirlies and these lines and these stripies. And I've been just right there for so long where I'm like, this is trying to tell me something. And then
I saw him looking at the
one
page.
Day.
Yes. And his eyes kind of narrow. He gives a little smile. He's like, bango.
And then I was in it and I've been immersed in the world of words. It's been absolutely thrilling.
Where'd you start?
I figured it out.
What was your library? Foray? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But like a Goosebumps kind of thing. Like a
Grisham! It's all Grisham right now. You know?
Redwall?
Best to ever do it.
Like, Redwall.
I don't know.
You also seem
okay,
like one of those like, choose your adventure
Redwall.
Type guys where you're like,
let's talk
you
about
do
Redwall.
Seem like
I said nothing was off adventure. Limits.
You can do that in any book.
Yeah,
that is.
I'm always. It's always free for me to choose my own adventure.
Yes,
that's a good. That's
at
a
the
good
bottom
one.
Of any page,
any
I can just
too.
I can go to mm-hmm. I can go to page 64, or I can go to page 122, or I can just do that at any moment. That's free to you. I think those choose your own adventure books are a ripoff.
Mm.
You wanted to talk about Redwall?
Yeah. I'll talk about. I remember the one thing.
Jock's addiction, that's what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you read Redwall? I think I was like fourth grade, some shit like that. It's a young man.
Yeah, and what
I don't really
want to
be doxed. I don't want to dox myself like that. I mean, you can go out here and just like giving out
you
like
can
all
promote
your
it,
personal information. Maybe that's good for like building a fan base, but I actually have a family.
We told you nothing was off limits. So if you guys want to talk about Red Bull, what attracted you? Was it the sort of subtle racism that pervades the entire series? Certain types of animals are always evil, always bad. Certain types are inherently good.
That's not how I was reading books when I was younger, and now I feel...
I don't know. I'm just asking.
You've really got this new reading thing picked up, man. You've figured it out. Like, wow.
He's advancing really quickly.
As a new reader,
you're
really
forming your opinions
right
now.
Yeah.
You really don't want to be a weasel or a stoat. You know what I mean? Gotta help you if you're a ferret. It's never going to work out for you.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss the Grammy nominations, the boys make a funky factable calendar on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Whitney at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Lounge experience. What are we thinking for the gas bar?
Like nitrous? Like fishing out.
You could do nitrous. You could do nitrous. It's a little...
What's the
little worn, played?
What's the LA? What's the cool thing in LA right now? What's the gas bar?
Gold gas.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pure
gold. Vaporous gold. Babe. Auger.
Yes. For you, I think it's. Do you consider your fan? Is it a two pipette fan base? And so it's like one per nostril, or is it split pipette? You know what I mean? Are we
sharing? Are we doing Y shape?
We're sharing.
This is community gas.
Yeah. That was my instinct.
Each side, and then you get down, and you guys kind of meet in the middle. I love that. I mean, such a sense of community. Obviously, you're going to bonk heads sometimes, but that's also like part of the fun, and it helps you communicate.
I think it's fun. People are like, why aren't these longer? Why can't I just pull this up to my nose? It's like, no, you got to get down.
It's stuck. It's welded to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you want to have, I know you guys are kind of obsessed with Redwall, you know, kind of like public opinion be damned. Do you want to set up a feast that takes
eight or nine pages
to describe?
A gas feast.
Where it's for
the holidays too. A gaseous turkey,
acorn pudding, or whatever. Yes.
What was the thing they drank though? They had a specific drink that they all got drunk off of, and I can't remember what it was.
It wasn't mead. There was something with currants in it. I remember it was.
I just remember being like, what the fuck are they drinking?
You remember from like last week?
They would get lit up.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking Redwall partied, man.
Yeah.
Moss flower. I'm smoking that moss flower.
The moss flower.
Right? Shit. Take me to fucking Salamandastron, right?
You really remember this shit, dude. Holy shit.
Come on, bitch.
Pretty easy.
Come on, man.
Not super hard to vaporize a turkey. It's just the dosage that we have to kind of think about. We're like, basically one serving of turkey gas is going to require an entire, like, that's a bird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just like pull up to the gas bar and take like a couple puffs. Getting like a couple puffs of like extracting a couple puffs of like pure vapor is like, that's a bird. So we're going to essentially need to reserve a farm's like entire seasonal product.
Yeah, it's going to be a bear. But I think you guys are worth it. What if the pipette looks like a sword and it's being held by like a life-size Matameo or Martin the Warrior figurine. You know,
so it's like he's goring you.
I feel like smacking some turkey vapor from a Mateus sword would cause some serious damage to my brain. I think it's like be a PTSD situation. Like I'd never come back from that.
Okay, I just want to clarify.
You know, you can create sort of an experience that is permanently imprinted on your audience's life.
Because this is not for you. Going. Do you understand that this is like...
This is the job. This is the job.
The fan lounge experience is not... I'm happy to hear you're a fan of your own music, but...
Lounge experience.
This is the fan zone. So it,
this
like,
is for them to go to while you are performing.
Hey, I'm a fan of my shit too. You know, I think it's a funny podcast. I listen to it sometimes. But, you know, if we had a fan lounge where there was like a meet and greet, like I wouldn't be, I probably wouldn't be partaking chill. Of a lot of the public use areas. To me, that's a bad look.
What's the turkey gas like?
Turkey gas?
Does it just make you tired? Like the tryptophan?
The tryptophan, has tired. It's not bad to take a nap afterwards.
Yeah,
but when it's so concentrated, it's kind
of so afterwards is even like kind of a stretch. It's like an instant nap situation, and the nap
It'll put you out.
Nap is also not really the right word.
Mm-hmm. Not really.
No, it's a coma.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a medically induced coma, essentially, that you'd be providing your fans with.
So then
a non-medically induced coma is what we are supposed to
Right, yes. So there's no medical professionals involved.
So what's the upper, how do you come back? Yeah.
How do you come
cranberry
back?
Cranberry sauce infusion bag. So tart.
Mm-hmm. And where are you when you come back? I feel like that's the end of the Whitney fan experience.
Yeah.
Are you on the ground? Are you in the the venue still? Or, you know.
Well, let's talk about this. There's been some insurance issues with the venues we've spoken with. And so it does have to be located off premises. You know, not all of them will require transportation from the venue to the fan lounge. But not none of them. Will require it if you take my meaning. So that is going to be something of a challenge. How are you traveling to these bad birds? You getting in a
transportation? I just want to talk about the transportation to the fan lounge. There are, if you can transport like a very long conveyor belt from show to show, like that can like effectively be like the fan is just like standing. Like in one place, it can actually like run from anywhere in the in the venue. So like you're performing
a belt rolls up. You guys know this.
Yeah,
pants. You can that thing up.
It's just one extra trailer.
Well, I mean, what we could do, we could have them huff the turkey gas. Then they just kind of become comatose, and we cart them off to the next show. While
the turkey gas can't be located in the venue. So yes, if you want to have them park at the lounge, then the turkey gas then transport the show
on a different conveyor belt to the next show.
To the next show. And then they wake up there and then you just repeat.
And then it's sort of choose your own adventure.
How long are we thinking between?
Where do you want to go? Which city do you want to go to next?
Right. That's good. Each turkey gas pipette is labeled with a city.
Oh, well, this is even better. We can centralize this where there's now just a single fan lounge and you kind of select which show you want to attend and we'll concentrate the turkey gas in a volume that will, that will take you out of commission until the date of the show, which you've selected.
So you might just be asleep in the fan lounge for like 2 or 3 days, depending on if you need...
At least I'm assuming that there's going
to
be, it's more than a 3-day tour. Like you may take a hit of turkey gas that puts you out for most of the month. So you're missing the holidays with your family, but you get to hear Whitney play in Ann Arbor or whatever the fuck you guys.
You'd have to just sit around twiddling your thumbs all this time.
No, because that's the thing. It's the like experience. You buy the ticket, and then you're just freaking out. Yeah,
ahead. Exactly. I want to clarify that like you're like not conscious, but you are like awake in there. You're like locked in.
You're a prisoner in your own body.
The experience of time is way longer than what you experience.
Well, it's dream consciousness in a way. I mean, not as...
Yeah.
You don't have as much fluidity as you do in a dream. Where in a dream, you could really do anything. You can only sort of hear and see and experience what is happening in the room around you, which will be a bunch of other people passed out, some of them being transported to conveyor belts. But the time feels as it does in a dream. You ever hit the snooze button? You have a dream that seems to take hours or even a full day. You wake up and it's been 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so is there,
well,
is there
this
a certain...
is that feeling, but you're just hearing and seeing other people hitting the turkey gas, probably some like roadies moving around. Some discussion of the set list maybe could be good for them to... Mm-hmm. have going,
opening,
kind of
building
anticipation.
Band. Sort of boomy opening band audio.
Who's opening?
Who's opening? Yeah, who are we bringing in?
Our friend Ella, Squirrel Flower is the project name.
The band Squirrel Flower.
Squirrel Flower.
Yeah.
The band Squirrel Flower by Ella.
Yeah.
The
could be interesting to have, instead of a band opening for you, like a chef. Hmm?
You know,
and it could be Ella. I don't care. I don't know this person.
We're going to kind of get our fill of music, hopefully,
only if it's
with you guys.
Only if it's that weird, creepy, like, what's his name? Liver King, where he only eats, like, disgusting things on Instagram.
You're thinking of Salt King? You're thinking of Salt Bay.
You like Salt? Damn, that's an old reference. That's a little dated, Ben. That's, like, 5 years old.
So that's it's your reference, man. That's what you're thinking of, is Salt Bay. it's not Salt Bay. It's not it's Chef Antonio LaFaso. That's who it is. Top Chef, All Star, and I want to say like season 5, not finalist, but like final 4, something like that. Chef Antonio LaFaso, new American with the, you know, lots of like traditional. Like twists on traditional stuff.
That's
his opening for you.
Which is pretty big get. I mean, the guy was on multiple seasons of Top Chef.
Yeah.
All over the web.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, it's one of those things where the opener is a challenge for him to wake up one of the comatose fans with his cooking.
Yeah.
On stage.
This is Antonia LaFaso. We could I guess call her a guy.
I thought you were talking about Antonio.
Antonio is Antonio the guy. What did he talk about? He has that one line, that classic line. No, that's Fabio.
Fabio, he said, is not top scallop.
Yes, that's right.
Antonio,
his top chef, is not top scallop. That's right.
Described in Max Silvestri's legendary Top Chef recaps as Antonio the Spy, who seemed to have something going on. He would talk about, I think, his wife, but I didn't know his last name, and I was just assuming that you did. I know Antonia. Yeah, Black
she'd be
Market,
amazing.
Right? Up in the valley? Yeah.
Yes. She'd be
Is that
great.
Hers? Yeah.
Yeah,
she's incredible.
City.
No, she is so charming. I think that your audience is going to love the experience. She could tell Tom Colicchio stories, right? There's probably some little filming mishaps. And then there's also just the opportunity to eat some delicious food and maybe to learn some technique as well. And it might be that your audience is leaving with something other than...
Nothing.
Hearing you play some music that you don't really even know how to describe what the sound is, or you're too shy or whatever.
So it's something they heard, but they're not leaving like holding anything in their hands, you know?
Yeah.
They
maybe have
something. They can't eat the songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Unfortunately, well, you guys probably know better than anyone.
Someone's probably working on edible vinyl.
Oh, that'd be you bring a nice lady friend home.
Mm-hmm. Listen to a record and then pull up the needle and start carving it into slices for her.
Sign me up.
Show.
Yeah. Sign me up. Let's go.
Okay, we got the opener. We have the lounge. And so I guess it's just like the main, you know, the main act.
Yeah, what's the show going to be? I know you're not planning to just stand there and play your instruments, but tell me what is the idea of kind of like the interactive experience that fans will be partaking in? What are some of the trippy visuals that you have planned? What's it, you know, pretend I'm an audience member.
What's a foam smell like?
What's the foam going to smell like? What's the foam scent?
Oh, like the bubbles?
I guess it's kind of bubbles.
Yeah, it's made of bubbles. It's a much denser version of bubbles.
Millions, maybe even billions of bubbles, just like kind of packed, like
concentrated into foam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which will serve as something of a lubricant as I go down the giant twisty slide.
And that should like
turkey.
Like reek of, we can't do turkey again. We don't have enough. We already have an entire farm.
It's stuffing. These people are going to be nauseous if they smell turkey again.
Stuffing
scented foam.
Yeah.
Okay. Being piped out of a giant fan in the ceiling that's like spinning and spraying it everywhere. The whole floor is trampolines.
Chopped bread, big golden raisins, celery, all the shit that people love in the stuffing.
All the stuff that we all eat it individually all the time. But
it's
whoever
this one
the
special
idea
time
combine
of year
it.
To combine
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's just the
big,
one
juicy,
the one day of the year when we
raisins.
When we slurp it all together.
Slurp it.
Okay, that should...
yeah, well, you got a note on slurp it. Are you enjoying it or are you criticizing it? I can't fucking tell with you, Jules. I don't fucking know, dog.
I think we're all enjoying it.
Dude, I think it's
Jules,
it's one of those things
doggy
that we don't really understand slurp because we don't read as much as you do. I know it's like a big... it's a literacy thing happening here. Slurp is a high-class word. Just
the sexy lawyer slurped his way into the prison cell to talk to his client. That's a Grisham sentence.
Sean was able to change his business card after this past week. This is really exciting. From the part that said illiterate to now it says ill, comma, literate.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm both.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Down with the sickness.
Yep. Kevin.
Hi.
Let's play one song.
Yeah, let's play. I just want to play it and you guys can kind of tell me what I'll be seeing. I'm, you know, smearing the foam away from my band issued goggles and I'm looking at the stage. And what are you doing while this is playing?
Well, first of all, your best friend has been missing for 15 minutes. Because they're at the fountain,
okay,
the fan lounge. So
that's
you're worried
as
about
we, as we.
Well, look,
as
it's
we
not going to be a perfect
what the fan
science.
Like.
Obviously, yeah. Some people will be transported to the incorrect show on the incorrect date. I would encourage people to attend the lounge and the concert as individuals. I think if we have groups going who intend to like see the show together. That's just.
It's,
legally, it'll
be
very sticky. It'll be the stuff of Grisham novels in terms of what we end up having to unpack later on because it's a class action nightmare. I think we should say go alone. And I believe that you have cultivated a fan base of loners.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Does it not feel that way? I know
they
we've gone out of our way to do it.
What do they need with like a bunch of friends? They got you guys.
They've got the band Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not named after Eli Whitney, named after Whitney A. Brown? A. Whitney Brown?
A. Whitney Brown.
Which guy
so
was he?
It's like, that. He uses the same convention as the band
as
Perry.
The band.
Yeah,
true. He's A. Whitney Brown.
That's a real one.
He was sort of the nebbish He's in there mixing it up with Beth Littleford.
Mm-hmm. So what's the inspiration? Is it a chick you dig? Y'all hung up on some chick named a band after her? Simping. Is this whole band a fucking simp project?
It's just the
look.
It's just the fellas in here.
Give me the it's just us fellas.
It is just the fellas.
What are we working with here? How she look?
I'm a man. I've
seen how she look.
I mean, come on, we're all a little curious. What's Whitney look like? You know what I mean? I'm just
asking. Is he not making this face like hard enough for you? Do it a little bit harder.
What are we working with? Don't skip anything.
I have two questions.
Downstairs, I want the full blueprint.
Two questions. What you sipping on? You're both sipping. And who you simping on?
What you sipping on? Who you simping on?
I think coffee is the day. It's coffee day.
Coffee's the move.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, coffee is the vibe, bro.
Okay.
You guys are coffee over tea.
My brother in
coffee
Christ.
Coffee is the truth. My brother in Christ. That's right. I simp for coffee. For real, for real. Coffee's bussin'. I am a bean juice fiend. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
What is that, though?
No. What is coffee? How does it work?
Are you asking us?
Yeah, who's the...
What's going on?
You brought it up.
Yeah, you brought it up. We're finally getting to the floor to
I really
talk about
don't
your
know
passion.
How, I don't know how coffee works. It's like the same thing with
whatever.
I just buy the stuff and put it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does. Exactly.
And what's what's coming out of that nozzle?
Jules Doggy?
Jules Doggy. What are you nozzing on?
It's classic H2O. Yeah. That's what I'm simping on.
Hey, wait. Since you're like a smarter dude, do you know what H2O means? Do you know what H2O means? Is that
what's
like
who?
What is?
Wait, who's a smarter dude?
You, Redwall.
Nah, come on. H2O.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a serial number, effectively.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a barcode. How you know how much it costs? I mean, it's a capitalist society, you know. I'm the first to admit it's not a perfect system, but it's a damn good one.
It's the best one we got.
Yeah.
Unless you got another idea.
No. It's actually the worst system.
I'm all ears.
Except for all the others. Yeah. So, it's commerce drives so much of what we do, and if you're gonna have a drink, you know, coffee, water, you're gonna have to have something in place where we can determine like how to ring it up. So H2O is that one.
How are we processing payments?
What's going on? You want to drop your Venmo client? Here cash
yeah.
app
oh Venmo yeah
we all got a Venmo H2O.
You drop your Venmo to your fan, and like if fan wants to buy a ticket, you just
Yeah.
Drop the Venmo.
Just a personal Venmo.
They could do it right now. Would it be easy if you want to drop
it
right
now?
Yeah,
you want to drop that on here. You guys want to give your Venmo or your Cash App, and then
and they can
all
just
the Hollywood Handbook listeners can
do like a emoji or whatever of like an album or a ticket, or just like to say like which the thing is that they want to what they want to buy.
The Santa emoji, preferably.
If you want that, if someone did that to me, it would
incredibly infantilizing.
That would show me a lot about who
test
they
of your
were.
Manhood.
Yeah,
we're trying to test people's manhood.
I would have to respond. I would be forced
there'd
to
be
respond.
An emoji coming back their way, and not one that they'd be very happy to see.
Mm-mm. Eggplant, maybe.
Kevin, play the song again for a second. Eggplant. I heard that. Jules, I heard that. Who's singing?
Who did that?
Who's doing this?
That's
you
mic.
Singing?
Jules on the mic.
Why don't you sound like that? I've been talking to you all fucking day.
Just do that.
Is that Pro Tools?
That's so much better, Jules.
Well, when I
Jules,
sing, we
sound
we
like
no,
that.
No, this is not good. This right now is not.
Doggy,
you're not feeling this.
My brother
no.
in Christ.
Yes.
You have sounded like shit on the podcast. I want people to listen to your music. The music sounds great. It's beautiful.
I know. I do think. I got to work on the podcast.
Please.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, guys.
Ah, fuck it, man. It's for you, you know? I don't care. I don't care about anything. I shut this off. I huff some turkey gas and I go to sleep until the next episode.
Never gonna
so
remember
I'm not,
this.
I'm never experiencing.
This is gone as soon as the Zoom window closes, it's over.
And instantly that, done.
Mm-hmm.
Never think about it again. And then if he's singing, Max, the fuck are you doing, dog? I didn't hear you.
I'm listening. You know, I'm just chilling there. I'm
sitting
in the
cool,
corner.
Man. That's
I'm huffing,
good friend.
I'm huffing turkey gas, sitting in.
That's
I'm always
friend.
Checked out. You know, it's checked
yeah,
out the whole
that's
time.
That's loyalty.
Yeah.
That's
where
cool.
do you guys
yeah.
live?
Sometimes
what
when
street?
Hayes is going, I'm just chilling out. Yeah, what street are you on? What street?
What street do you live on?
Street are you on?
Starts with a D.
Oh,
D street.
This guy with
yeah.
an eggplant God, emoji. Man.
Between the
this.
Eggplant emoji and like,
okay.
starts with a D,
we're done.
It's
we're
like,
done. We're done.
Okay,
we're done.
That's
goodbye.
Enough. We don't need to get in here.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.